Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masech HaShkalim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So we've been talking about just recently, in Mishnah Dalet, we spoke about if you find live animals anywhere near Yerushalayim, so you assume that it must be a karban, and you figure out what type of karban based on its gender and based on its age. Now, a karban ola and a karban shlamim go along with a karban mincha and with a nesachim. So we spoke about live animals, but a mincha doesn't involve an animal, and neither does Nesachim. So who's going to pay for the Mincha and the Nesachim that go along with this animal that you just randomly found in the vicinity of Yerushalayim? So Barishona, originally what they would do is, they would take collateral from whoever found the animal, meaning they would take some of the property of the guy who found it to bring the Nesachim, so that he would pay for the Minchas Nesachim that would go along with this karban. Nesachim means both the mincha as well as the wine that went along with it. So people stop picking up these animals because it costs them too much money to do this, you know, sort of hashavas aveda to hekdesh. They're willing to go through the trouble of finding the animal or bringing the animal, but to actually have to pay out of pocket as well. So Eskinu Beisdin Shu Nesachecha Bot Mishal Tzibur. So Beisdin decided to make a takana that the money is going to come from the tzibur, meaning instead of they'll use communal money rather than requiring the person who happened to have found it to pay for it, because it just wasn't working out. So now Mishnah Vav, the rule was to use kachim to pay for the nesachim, to use mamun hegdish to pay for the nesachim was that we just learned in the last Mishnah is part of a whole series of halachos, a whole series of takanos that related to karbanos. So we're going to go through the other takanos that went along with the takana that we just learned in Mishnah Hay. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Iskinu Beis Din, V'zeh Echaman. There were in fact seven takanos that Beis Din made when it came to Kachim, and this was just one of the seven takanos. What are the rest of the seven takanos? Number one, Nachri Shashalach Alasim Medina Siyam V'shalach Iman Asachim. If a non-Jew sends a carbon ola from somewhere far away, a non-Jew is allowed to be makdish an animal for a carbon. So he talks about an ola, because we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that that's the only thing a non-Jew can give is a carbon ola. So he sends his animal from somewhere very far away. If you were in Eretz Yisrael, then if he didn't send money for Nesachim, we would go to him and tell him, listen, we're not going to bring this until you provide Nesachim. But if he sent it from far away, from overseas somewhere, it's not easy to contact him. They didn't have cell phones. There was no easy, quick way to contact the person. So if the guy sent a Nachri sent a carbonola from Medina Sayam, from America, v'shalachim ha-nesachim, and then he sent money for the nesachim to go along with that carbon. It doesn't mean that he actually sent the wine or the flour that they need, because a non-Jew can't keep that stuff tahar. It means he sent money to pay for the nesachim. So kraven mishalo, then the nesachim, we use the money that he sent to pay for the nesachim. But if he didn't send the money for the nesachim, kraven mishal tzibur, then the tzibur pays for it. Now, if a Jew sends a carbon without nesachim, we wouldn't accept it without money for the nesachim. But when it comes to a non-Jew, we assume that the takana was that we should accept it even if he didn't pay for the nesachim, and we have to pay for that with community funds, probably because of Eva or something like that. We don't want him to feel rejected. Now, if someone is makdish an animal as a karban, and then he dies before he's able to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so his yorshim, who inherit everything else, have to pay for the nesachim. So the Mishnah talks about, what do we do if the dead person has no yorshim? How does a Jewish person have no yorshim? We're all related through Avram Avinu. V'chein ger shemeis v'niach zvachim. If a convert, so a convert is a gershon iskari, is kakatan shenol adami, he's like a brand new person, so he has no relatives. If he didn't get married and start a family, he has no relatives. So if he dies without relatives, and he left animals that were hukdash as karbanos, im yesh lo nesachim kraven mishalav. So if there were nesachim that he had left aside, so then good. good, you'll use that. But if he didn't have any money in his estate to pay for the nesachim, so that's another takana that we made that it comes from the tzibur. Now, another takana. The Kohen Gadol would bring a carbon milch every day that was an asiris ha'efa of flour, and they would fry it in shemen zayis, and then they'd bake it into 12 loaves. Half of those loaves were brought in the morning, the other half in the afternoon. So the Kohen Gadol brought that every single day and had to pay for it out of pocket from his own money. So the Mishnah discusses who pays for that if the Kohen Gadol dies and there's no new Kohen Gadol that has taken his place yet. But these karbanos have to happen each and every day. So tonight Bezdin, there's a tonight Bezdin al Kohen Gadol Shemes, that if a Kohen Gadol dies, another Kohen Gadol hasn't yet been appointed to take his place, Shetei Minchaso Kreve Mishal Tzibur, that his Karban Mincha, which has to be brought even though there's no Kohen Gadol in office, should be paid for by the Tzibur money. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishal Yarshin Ushlei Mahisa Kreva, that no, the Yarshin would pay for it, and both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree that when that Karban Mincha was brought using either the community's money or the money of the Yarshim, it was offered as a full Asira Se'efa in the morning and a full Asira Se'efa in the afternoon, unlike what we would usually do with the Kohen Gadol, where you would split it as have half of an Asira Se'efa in the morning and half of the Asira Se'efa in the afternoon. That's based on a drasha from a pasuk. So to quickly review what we learned today, we started learning various takanos that Beis Din made. So in Mishnah Hay, we learned that if you find a karban, find an animal where you have the right to assume it's a karban, so they made a takana that the nesachim are paid for by the tzibur. In Mishnah Vav, we added a few more takanos. We said that there are actually a total of 7, but one of them is that if a nachri sends a karban and he forgot to send a nesachim, or he just neglected to send a nesachim, and he sent it mi medina sayam, so we pay for it mishel tzibur. And then another takana that if a ger dies and he leaves karbanos, but he does not leave nesachim, we pay for that mishel tzibur. And then another takana that if a kohen gadol dies in the middle of the day and there's still the asira seifa he's supposed to bring in the afternoon and there's no new kohen gadol, so we pay for that mishel tzibur, but we bring a full asira seifa, not a half of an asira seifa. Be'ezrem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, and Be'ezrem finish the 7th and begin the 8th Perek of Masechta Shkalim.